Hallelujah. God is good. Even when we're bad, he's still good. What a season we're in. We're in a season for the next 4 months. It's going to be pretty intense. We're seeing changes of weather. We're seeing all kinds of things, currencies, all kinds of things, battles, wars, this, that, whatever. I want to encourage you, do not live out of your head. Live out of the spirit. Do not live out of your emotions. Live out of the spirit. This is where people get goofy, become panic. And they begin to look at all the disasters and all the problems instead of the things that God's doing, because they can't see beyond that. Again, we are in a season right now, and it's an awesome time. It's really awesome. Even though things are going to become more chaotic, for me and you is going to be blessed. Because God is raising up the Joseph ministry, where those who are messed up are going to be running somewhere because they don't know where to go. They'll be like chickens with their head off. But God is preparing us. He's warned us for many years. Everything that he's been warning us and preparing us is here now. The third seal will be open shortly. And again, when a seal is open, it doesn't mean everything that seal is completed. There's a process of every seal. Remember, the way to take down Babylon is to dismantle their currency. But everything is being exposed. All the perversion, everything is being done. It's happening. We're in it. We're in the season of it. And the next 4 months is going to be pretty wild. But remember something vitally important, that the Lord said, I am coming through my body first. I'm going to glorify my body. I'm going to glorify my body. The world's going to see my body before they see me, the head. And they'll see Jesus in the body, globally. The kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. It's already beginning. It's the process. First, there's got to be a clean out. Amen? And it's being cleaned out. The earth is being cleaned out. The world system is being cleaned out. And God is going to begin to replace it with his kingdom in multiple places. And this will be a process. But your eyes and my eyes will see the reward of the wicked. Amen? So you got to stay in position. The battle's raging. The devil knows he's got a short time. And he's doing everything he can to get you out of position, to get you refocused according to all the disasters and not according to the power of Christ. Amen? Would you turn to Psalm 19? In verse 1, please, let's speak it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from his heat or his presence. Again, nothing's hidden. Nobody gets away with it. Nobody. Nobody. He sees it all, knows it all. He holds it all. Nobody gets away with it. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 12, 25. Season of eruption and corruption. And what's going to happen? These eruptions are going to expose corruptions. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape, who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. Is there a shaking going on? It's called eruption. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Again, we have entered, since September, we have entered 4 months, a season of eruptions exposing corruptions. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what they may known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So they are without no excuse. Nobody escapes. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged a natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which is due, or which is death. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. They are backbiters. They are haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of what? Death. Not only do the same, but also who approve of those who practice such things as them. Wow. So a person may try to make the excuse, well, I'm not a bisexual, homosexual, and all this other stuff, and I don't do this, and I don't do that, but they vote for the person that does those things. They're going to be condemned the same way. Amen? Then, see, this, what we're seeing, actually, is the parts of the wrath of God, because it's not the fullness of the wrath of God, because nobody can escape the wrath of God. That won't happen until we're out of here, where nobody escapes. But this is the judgments of God, partial wraths, like. God is shaking and quaking. He's exposing. He's erupting every area. And what does a volcano do when it erupts? It brings everything that's in it to the what? Surface. So this eruptions of everything is exposing all corruption. And he's cleaning up the earth. 1 Corinthians 2. Now, God used Moses, didn't he? He uses man also, doesn't he? Everything that's been created in this reality of this realm, God will use. Everything. Even the wickedness he'll use for his benefit. Even the rebellious, disobedient. Where there was a guy that came in the program, this was years ago, and he left. And we would get calls from people from the street. He was living in a cardboard box, but he was sending everybody to us from the streets. So even God was using him. But he wasn't willing to come get free yet. He wasn't willing to be obedient and submit. He still wanted to live that lifestyle. I don't know if he's still alive. This is probably about 15, 20 years ago. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and verse 6. Let's speak however we speak wisdom among those who are mature. What is, not the wisdom of this world, amen, the wisdom from above. That wisdom tells us what? What to do. Understanding from above tells us how to do it. That's why the world will go into confusion and chaos, because they're still relying on the wisdom of the world. They're still living out of their carnal mind and not out of the spirit. Well, we'll know what to do. We'll know how to do it. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age or this world, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to what? Nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. For whose glory? Our glory. That's the body of Christ's glory. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. His Spirit, his presence. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. So again, individuals that are still living out of their carnal knowledge, out of their mind, cannot interpret the things of God. Only partial. I mean, everybody can know what day it is and kind of weather it is, this, that, whatever. They can read the Bible, but they can't go into the deep things of God and the wisdom of God. They're bound by there. They will not be consistent. They won't be alert. They'll rely on their own thinking, their own knowledge, their own understanding. Why? Because they lack the presence of God. It is the presence of God that activates everything. Amen? Not what you know, it's who you know. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with what? Spiritual, unseen things. The natural mind does not receive, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Does everybody see that? They can only go so far. That's why they're not consistent. For they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In other words, the mind is a storage unit. It's a storage unit of things of memory. So the Holy Spirit holds things for us in memory, the things that we are getting from above. He stores for us. And then he brings up when he needs it. So that we know what to do. So we know how to do it. That's why praying in tongues is so important. So vitally important, because it brings it up to the surface. That's why we have dreams and visions. And you can have a vision standing anywhere. The Holy Spirit can reveal something to you. Amen? The natural cannot see the unseen influence. What we're seeing right now, I mean, we are in a great battle. There's no doubt. There is a battle. The powers of darkness, demonic fallen forces have infiltrated and run this world for many thousands of years. But God is bringing it to an end. So he's exposing, removing. He's erupting all their activities. He's stirring them up to come to the surface. It's almost like he put bait out there for them. But the natural man can't see the unseen influence. They don't understand all the things. Look at the medical. Look at the medical field. All these doctors being paid off. So they can, so many people they get a big bonus for. Look at the pharmaceutical companies that lied and killed so many people. Man, you know how much blood is on those pharmaceutical companies? That's why many of them are stepping down and stepping out. In fact, they're trying to leave the country. We have a warfare in the political system, biochemical system. How about all the indoctrinations of the colleges and these so-called professors that are not demon-possessed individuals trying to promote their doctrine instead of truth? Amen? Look at the currency battle. Look at the media. Influencing humanity. How about music? Whoa. Deep state technology of DARPA. What we're seeing right now, we've got another storm's coming. What's it? Milton? I thought it was Meltdown. I don't know. Milton? So Milton's coming. It's supposed to be very strong. We'll see what happens. It's headed right towards the center of Florida. Then there's another one behind it, I think. Well, who do you think's creating them? God sees it all and knows it all. I said he sees it all and knows it all. But why are we knowing it? Remember, we're supposed to be soldiers. We're warriors. We're attackers. We have the power to bind and loose and call destructive fire down from heaven. Yes. How about depopulation? Yeah. They're attacking humanity to control, depopulate, and prevent people from voting. Think about that. Voting rights. To stop the light from exposing the darkness. Satan's kingdom is being exposed and removed bit by bit. So let's pray for a second. Since we're all here together, I want us to call destructive fire down on every one of those operations that they are. So, Father, we are here to touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority as your sons, daughters, and soldiers of the Most High. And according to your word, you've given us a power and authority to not only bind and loose, but to call destructive fire down, just like the two witnesses. So, Father, we call destructive fire down on every storm coming against Florida, on Milton, and every other storm. And all the DARPA technology that creates these storms, Father, you see them, you know where they are. We call destructive fire down on every single one of their operations, all their technology, all their artificial intelligence, all their satellites that are controlling weather and bringing destructive, controlling earthquakes. And we ask, Father, that you'll remove those demonic spirits and their presence to the pit. And you'll nullify their operations, expose their wickedness, and protect Florida. We call a hedge of protection. Psalm 91 and the blood of the Lamb protection on Florida, Lord. We ask, Father, to protect everyone in the body of Christ. We decree the blood of Jesus and Psalm 91, every home of every righteous believer. Yes, Master. that you'll not only protect them, but your name will be glorified in all protection. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, famous verse. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. My people are what? Destroyed from lack of spiritual knowledge. There's a lot of people that got a lot of knowledge, degrees, and all kinds of stuff. It's like your phone. It's smart, but so stupid. Hallelujah. And because you have rejected spiritual knowledge, I'll reject you from being a priest for me. That's one that ministers to the Lord. See, you got to be a priest and fulfill your priesthood before you can become a warrior. And if you're not one that's fulfilling your priesthood, you try to do all of this stuff and the demons laugh at you. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they increase, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people. They set their heart on their iniquity. And it shall be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their deeds. For they shall eat, but not have enough. They shall commit a harlotry, but not increase, because they have ceased obeying the Lord. Destroyed for lack of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. Hallelujah. Any coincidence in God? Nope. Ephesians 1:15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom. Is that from here or from above? Amen. And revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. What's the word believe mean? Follow. According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power, might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Do you see that? To the church that is called the body, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So I am telling you again. And the Lord told me this years and years ago, that before he would come, that he'd come through his body first. His body would be glorified on the earth for a period of time. And then it would be time to take the bride home. Hallelujah. Eyes of understanding, the body of Christ glorified. Matthew 24, verse 3. Now, as Jesus said on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when all these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. And Jesus answered, said to him, take heed that what? No one deceives you. Why? Satan's greatest weapon is deception. These people are being deceived. I mean, you can see it even in your own families. Friends that you used to know. People you used to work with. Some are your bosses. They're deceived. Some of your spouses, they're deceived. I guess we don't have too many of those here, but praise God. For many will come in my name, saying I'm a Christian, saying I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Is that happening? Amen. See that you're not troubled, that you're not freaked out or fear. Don't live out of your mind or emotions. Live out of the Spirit. For all these things must come to pass, but the end's not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines. pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Those are called eruptions. All these things are the beginning of sorrows or birth pangs. Then it will deliver you up to tribulation and attempt to kill you. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Are Christians hated? Yes. Then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Is that happening? But he who endures to the end shall be saved. In this gospel, the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. See, even in all the chaos that's going on right now and all the things that are happening, the gospel is being carried to every single one. People are knowing that when they are being rescued, they know they're being rescued by a Christian. Because of the compassion. They're not doing it for money. You know, even FEMA's being exposed. They prevented people from trying to help these people. But a bunch of volunteers got together that owned helicopters, and they started bringing food and everything else. And the sheriff said, any government official that interferes with the rescue will be arrested. He already warned them. I'm telling you, it's coming down, man. Babylon is falling bit by bit. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from any evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. See, many people are deceived, thinking that they're getting prepared for all the things that are happening, but they're forsaking to assemble. Why? The devil knows that if he can prevent you from assembling, you don't carry the presence of God like you should. You know, he ain't stupid. Do you ever notice that the more you're longer away from the presence of God, the more you're easy to be deceived and tempted? Well, I've been trying to quit this. I've been trying to quit that. You know, I assemble maybe once every 3 or 4 months. Well, you ain't never going to quit. That's why the word says be consistent. Be alert. Why? Because the devil seeks whom he can devour. He knows whether God's presence is on you or not. He knows whether Christ's character is there. He knows whether you're filled, empty, or half full. He knows. And he waits for it. He waits. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Glory. Don't forsake assembly. Why? Then what happens? And you know what? We gather together to be encouraged, to get information. You know? We don't come just to hear Jesus loves us. We're not here to puff up our flesh or our mind of all kinds of knowledge. We're here to get filled, dressed, and possessed. And be ready. And carry that Holy Ghost bazooka within you. Second Timothy 2. God's not looking for smart people, you know. That's why we're here. He's just looking for people that are willing. Hallelujah. Believe me, We're supposed to trust in him, not in ourselves. Amen? Verse 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace which is God's plan, not some goofy doctrine that says you can do anything you want. Without God's plan, your history. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace of the plan of God that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to who? Faithful men who will be able to teach others. Faithful men means those who are filled with faith. Why? Because they carry the presence of God. And they can teach others. Listen, if you got a guy that shows up at you with a bottle of wine and a cigar in his mouth and says, "Lo, you need some deliverance?" You're going to tell him you need deliverance. Or if he calls himself a prophet. Boy, there's a lot of false prophets out there. Granolas, nutty and fruity. Verse 3. You therefore must what? Endure hardship as a what? Good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life or approves them, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in the athletics, he's not crowned unless he competes according to the rules, according to the guidelines, the boundaries Christ has already predestined us in. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, and he cannot deny what? Himself. Ooh, snap. Go to verse 20. But in a great house there are what? Not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for what? Dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Listen, I don't care where you've been, what you've done. And even if you've known the truth, it doesn't matter. God gives you his love is unconditional. But our brains are conditional. We have a hard time accepting God would love us, even of all the stupid things we've done. He loves us unconditionally. I have to rely on that every day. You don't think the enemy brings stuff of our past up? Do you remember? Just remind him of the cross. Do you remember? Do you remember, huh? Let me show you something. But don't stay long with a conversation with the devil, okay? But it doesn't matter where you've been. I don't care if you sin every single day. Get up and repent until you're free. Don't stop. Don't justify it. God can penetrate every sin. His love is greater than sin. Amen? Doesn't mean we won't make mistakes, because we do. We're a bunch of boneheads. God knows it. But thank God for his love. You know, we have a hard time loving ourselves. I'm my worst enemy. We're all our worst enemy. Don't look in the mirror and let the mirror talk to you, okay? Don't let that person in the mirror degrade you, shame you. You decree the blood. You repent. And you start over again. It's that simple. And the stronger you get, the more humble you get. Get away from pride. Depart from yourself. Don't justify. Don't reason. Don't blame. Take your responsibility. Amen? And take your consequences. You know, what did the psalmist say? Let the righteous slap me. I was always, every time I read that, I was waiting for this invisible hand to come out and go, tsh. You moron, you. But God doesn't call us names, does he? He loves us. He calls us sons and daughters. Even when we're idiots, doesn't matter. He hates the deeds of the wicked. But his love for every creation, he desires no one to perish. No one. Amen? Verse 22. What does it say? Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a what? Pure heart. So you want to hang with people that are of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they what? Generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient. Hello, that's a servant of the Lord. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition. For God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Wow. Wow. To do his will. So we got to be a good soldier, be able to recognize. We got to be a servant. Servant to his anointing. Amen. That's why we got to know the information. We've got to know knowledge, but not knowledge from the world. And not dependent on knowledge, dependent on his presence. Hallelujah. We are third dimensional warriors. And we got to understand about the three dimensional forces. 2 Timothy 3, verse 10. What does it say? But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes. And all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Do you see that? They're going to continue to go out and deceive and being deceived more and more and more. Is that happening? Yeah. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be what? Complete, thoroughly equipped by every good work. Imposters. Imposters. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, do not forget my law. Is the word of God his law? Everything he speaks is law. But let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and life, long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. Don't be a wise guy or wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Again, if you were not, it's that place where you got to stop relying on you. Stop relying on you. Not the knowledge of this world. Don't rely on Google. They lie. Don't get Googleitis. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. The word says something powerful. Those who thirst and hunger for righteousness shall be filled. We thirst and hunger. Make sure you stay in a place of thirsty and hungry for things that are from above. Don't get so thirsty and hungry for worldly things. Candy bars. You know, things of that degree. Donuts. Sugar. Heck, sugar is as bad as cocaine. If you eat enough of it, you'll be just like you turn into a cocaine head. It's a sugar head. But concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. How do they know so perfectly? Because the Spirit of God has revealed it to them. By what? Assembly. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. But those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope and salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort one another and edify one another, just as you also are doing. I'm going to close at Romans 13, verse 11. And do this knowing that the time that now is what? High time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, and not lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust, because it'll move you out of position. Amen? What a time to be alive to watch all these things happening. We must continue to warfare. Use your authority. And let's stop this influence of evilness. Because God is depending on us to call it forth. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. I apply the blood of Jesus over every one of the seeds that have been planted today. And that you'd bring to remembrance these things so that we will not walk in fear or live out of the mind or out of the soul, but we will live out of the Spirit in boldness, in truth and righteousness, to declare your love and power and truth, and be ready in season and out, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.